Welcome to the sixth edition of What Would You Do? NBA Offseason Edition. Today's team that we will be discussing is the Golden State Warriors. And what a season the Golden State Warriors had. It was not one that Golden State fans want to remember, but a season filled with injuries, first starting with Klay Thompson and his ACL injury, not being able to play for the season, and then Steph Curry being sidelined most of the season with the broken wrist. And then on top of that, losing Kevin Durant in free agency, it all accumulated in a recipe for the Golden State Warriors to have one of the worst records in the NBA. But with having one of the worst records in the NBA, you get blessed with the second overall pick. And it'll be interesting to see where the Warriors go from there.
Yeah.
But we look at this offseason, getting their players back and healthy. They're getting Steph healthy. Klay's starting to come back healthy. Maybe Draymond Green comes back to form. Who knows what's going to happen with Andrew Wiggins. And, you know, the Golden State Warriors are one of the scariest teams to have. So I'll kind of go to you, Caleb. What would you first kind of start off with for the Golden State Warriors? You know, they have the number two overall pick in the draft. Do you think the Warriors trade that pick to get more of a solid guy that's been in the league for a while? Or do you think they use that second overall pick to maybe draft a center in James Wiseman or take one of the best prospects in Anthony Edwards if he falls to them?
Well, yeah, you know, it's definitely a stretchy situation. You kind of, they can go whatever route they really please. I think LaMelo Ball will probably fall to them, maybe, hopefully. If he does, I think they take him. I think he's similar to like a Luka Doncic. And if you could put Steph and Klay around a Luka, it's a lot of championships coming with the young contract. So, I mean, what they want to do, it really depends. If they want to trade the number one pick and maybe Wiggins or maybe Draymond or just that means or just the pick, number two pick actually. But if they just want to trade the pick, it's still a lot that they can get back. I think that they should go with the Ricky. That's what I would do. I keep it young, go with the Ricky like LaMelo. If it doesn't work, use him as trade bait again and sneak out with something that you actually want, you know? But I would say if LaMelo falls, get him. If LaMelo falls, get him. And most likely, they're most likely going to have to go through the draft because who's really hot on the trade block right now? Who on the trade block? Here's my question. Who on the trade block can they get and make sense for their team?
That's definitely a tough choice. I mean, you can name Bradley Beal, but he really kind of wouldn't fit because you have Klay Thompson there, unless if you move Klay Thompson to small forward, but then that would mean you would have to involve Andrew Wiggins in the trade as well. So you could, Bradley Beal's probably out. Another big name you could probably think of is maybe Giannis Antetokounmpo, but I don't think the Milwaukee Bucks are going to be willing to trade Giannis. I don't see them moving on from them in the near future. So, Caleb, I think you're right. I think they are in a situation where, you know, they're going to have to roll with the draft, but I think of it differently. In my personal opinion, I don't think they should go after a guy in LaMelo Ball or Anthony Edwards. I think they should go after James Wiseman at the center. Because if we're being realistic, in the Golden State Warriors title runs, pretty much their best centers were Andrew Bogut and JaVale McGee. In those title runs where they won three titles in 4 years, their best center was pretty much throughout that time period was Andrew Bogut and JaVale McGee, and that was about it. If they could add James Wiseman to that list on his rookie deal and you already have Steph Curry and Klay Thompson on that roster, and if James Wiseman lives up to the hype as one of the best prospects in the draft, I mean, we're talking this dynasty that the Warriors have could continue on. you know, just because you got a great young center in James Wiseman. And what's great, the situation that he goes in is he doesn't have to be the guy on the team. He could be, you know, he could be the number four guy. I mean, you look at, it's pretty much Steph, Clay, Draymond. And then four and five, it could be either Andrew Wiggins or James Wiseman. So he can go into a situation where he's just centered around, you know what, I'm just going to play my role. I'm the center of the team. I'm just going to do my job. But I feel like if he were to go to another franchise, he would be the main staple piece of that franchise. Like, say, if he went number three overall to the Charlotte Hornets, he would be the franchise guy and all eyes are going to be on him. If James gets drafted by Golden State, all eyes won't really be centered on him. He could just focus on, you know, playing his ball, doing what he did best at Memphis. And all eyes wouldn't really be on him. So my humble opinion.
You do have a point with him not being the guy on the team. That makes a lot of sense. It's kind of good. It's beneficial for him because he's able to grow into the player that he'll turn out to be. So, I mean, James Wiseman, you don't have a bad case for him. And he'll fit right in. Like, the center spot is literally what they're missing. They've just proven that they can compete and win multiple championships without a dominant center that could attract double teams. So,
One thing I will say, I'm sorry to interrupt you, Caleb. No, only other player I would select besides James Wiseman is Anthony Edwards. If the Minnesota Timberwolves don't take Anthony Edwards number one overall, that's when I think, Caleb, you make a good case on they should maybe get a guard like a LaMelo Ball or Anthony Edwards. But only if Anthony Edwards is available at number two. But if
why do you like Anthony Edwards more? Why do you like Anthony Edwards? That's a horrible question. Why do you like Anthony, or do you like Anthony Edwards more than you like LaMelo Ball as a prospect?
I, in my humbled opinion, I think Anthony Edwards is more ready to go. I feel like for LaMelo Ball, I still feel like LaMelo Ball is going to be a great player, but I think it may take him a year or two to be in the superstar status. I feel like Anthony Edwards can go in and make an instant impact anywhere he goes. I feel like even if he gets drafted by Golden State, I wouldn't be surprised if they made him in the starting lineup. That, in my humbled opinion, I do think if Anthony Edwards gets drafted to Golden State, he'll probably have to play in the small forward spot because, you know, you got the Splash Brothers and Stephen Clay. You don't want to break that up. But that would kind of leave the odd man out in Andrew Wiggins. So I feel like if Golden State does draft Anthony Edwards at number two, I wouldn't be surprised if they moved on from Andrew Wiggins and got something, whether it's just like a small role player or some draft picks. But then again, the Warriors could look at the situation and be like, we traded for Wiggins and his contract is kind of hard to move. We might as well, if we do take Edwards, just have him be like our sixth man on the bench. Yeah. So they got plenty of options to go. I made the case for James Wiseman at center because that would be your instant starting center right away. But you could also make a case for Anthony Edwards if they really need that solid sixth man coming off the bench.
Well, yeah, definitely. I would agree with you. And I would also add on to what you were saying. Wiseman is a plug-and-play player for sure. He's a guy you can plug in. He's going to be able to play. Edwards and Melo are not. Like, you can even bring Melo off the bench and, you know, control his own team. So there's so much more you could do with Edwards and Melo, but you got to make sure they fit into the team, to the system, to the culture. And Wiseman is a plug-and-play guy. So, I mean, he has a solid case. He has a solid case if he could, like, dominate the workout for sure.
Definitely has a solid case there. I would simply say what kind of free agents they have to offer, but the Golden State Warriors, they don't really have a lot of free agents to offer. So, I mean, if you're Golden State, how do you kind of approach this free agency class? You really don't have a lot of cap space because you got the Steph Clay contract, you got Draymond's contract, Andrew Wiggins contract. And what kind of held them back last year was after their injuries, their bench pieces weren't really that good. So I kind of direct you this question, Caleb. If you are the Golden State Warriors, how do you kind of approach free agency when you are very limited in the cap space that you have?
Yeah, we are very limited with the cap space that they have in there. It seems like they're only going to be able to get mid-level exception type of guys. Nothing new. They have been doing that with past recent years with their roster. So, I mean, it's nothing new. And they may be able to persuade a couple guys to come, you know. Maybe they could persuade DeMarcus in running it back again. And then, you know, having him be in a plug-and-play. Or maybe they can persuade Dwight. Maybe they can, you know, get somebody else. I don't know. But with their options, I think they're really just going to build the bench with the mid-level exception contract. So it's really based on the draft. Like, they go get a plug-and-play draft center, and they're going to, you know, build the bench with some veteranism. And if they go get a rookie point guard, they're probably going to get some other guys that can play, make, create, shoot, and get some guys with some knowledge. So I think – with the mid-level exception, there's a lot of players you can get, but they're not going to – they're role players, so they're not going to really make too big of a difference. But I think they probably should surround themselves with probably another big out there that's available for that price. And they should probably get another shooter for the bench or another playmaker for the bench because, you know, they're young with Jordan Poole, so they have a lot going for them, but – they get a playmaker, I think that'll be straight.
Yeah, definitely made a good case there. Definitely made some great points there. But, you know, overall, I would have to agree with you as well. I think it's one of those where they're not a team that has a lot of cap space due to the contracts that they have. And I think they just simply have to go out there and kind of persuade some players like what – like here, because if you look at it, the Golden State Warriors, they're still a championship kind of team. So it's not like they don't have a good culture going on. You know, it's one of those where they are a very solid team. They just simply had a lot of injuries this season, and they couldn't really do anything about it. So I think, Caleb, you make great points by, you know, them trying to get DeMarcus Cousins, maybe persuade him to run it back one more time. I mean, I know they tried it in 2018, 2019 when DeMarcus Cousins had that Achilles injury. He then came back and in the playoffs had the quad injury, kind of really wasn't the same. But, you know, I feel like they have to give those kind of guys a chance. Like maybe they go get go after Boogie, and maybe they just simply look at the kind of betters available on the roster. And I might give Isaiah Thomas a call. Why not give IT a chance to ball out for the Golden State Warriors? Now, this isn't the same Isaiah Thomas that was averaging almost 30 points a game with the Boston Celtics. No. Right. But I feel like if you can offer Isaiah Thomas the mid-exception contract, I think he'll accept because that would be one of the only teams that would accept them. And why not join the Golden State Warriors where you have a chance to win a championship than kind of other teams. So overall, Golden State, they're going to have an interesting way how to approach this offseason, especially with the limited amount of cap space that they have. And, you know, with the draft cap that they have, it's going to be very interesting and how they kind of approach that. I want to briefly touch up on the draft a little bit. We've already briefly discussed it a little bit, but some other side points to add. Caleb, do you see the Warriors possibly trading down where maybe if they want to get more draft capital to kind of fuse in their bench, like maybe a team like a Utah where they have – where they have the 23rd – wait, no, never mind. Utah wouldn't make sense. Maybe a team that has multiple first-round picks, like the New York Knicks. You know, the Knicks, they got the 8th pick, and they have the Clippers pick. Do you maybe see the Golden State Warriors being like, you know what, we don't really like what we have at number 2. We feel like we can select our guy at the number 8th pick, and we could get 2 firsts to help fulfill our bench. And then the Knicks could grab their guy at number two and kind of go from there. Do you potentially see the Warriors doing that kind of move, or do you think they'll just simply stay put?
I don't doubt. I wouldn't be in doubt if they did that move. Being that they are a team before they got KD, they had a good bench. Like, their bench was almost starting five just because they played really hard. And, you know, they supported the starting cast very well. So, I mean, if they wanted to go down that route in that direction again, they could. I don't really see it happening. I see them either staying put or making a trade for a star, somebody that they'll be able to instantly get and plug in. They'll have a lot of impact. So, like, I see them staying put. And if they trade, they trade for a star. But other than that, I mean, like I said, that's if they want to go down that route, that's a decision that they would have to make. And I don't know, it's a risk and a high reward.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you definitely make some great points there. I personally agree with you as well. I feel like they would stay put, you know, if they obviously can trade for a superstar, having to give up the number two overall pick, I think they would. I think if Philadelphia came calling and said, hey, what if we give you Joel Embiid for the second overall pick? I think the Warriors would take that trade, no question about it. They wouldn't hesitate. Like, here, we'll give you the second overall pick and we'll take Joel Embiid and excel our championship window for the next 2 to 4 years. Like, I mean, we're talking, if that happens, then it's a whole different ball game. But, you know, I will say, I do definitely think teams will call Golden State if they want to move up in the draft. Just because, I mean, we look at Golden State, when they are healthy, they are competing for championships. They're not a team that's, oh, you know, they can make the playoffs, you know, kind of like the Utah Jazz. Make the playoffs, but expect to be out in the first second round. No, this is the Golden State Warriors. They have been to the 5 NBA finals in the last 6 years. They've won 3 championships, and they have superstar players in Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, even Draymond Green when he was an all-star, and, you know, as that big three. So Golden State, they are definitely in a good position. I feel like they're one of those teams where, you know, if they like their offer, if they like their offer, they'll take it. And if they don't like it, they're not going to budge one bit. You know, it's going to take the house, in my opinion, for the Warriors to move down. That's why, I mean, I kind of threw out the team, the Knicks, just because the Knicks, they got 2 first-round picks, and maybe if they want to add in a guy like a Kevin Knox or Frank Ntilikina to get rid of them, then maybe Golden State can look at that and say, you know what, even though we go down from number 2 to number 8, we get the 8th pick and the Clippers first round pick. And then on top of that, we get a guy in Kevin Knox or Frank Ntilikina or even both. And they could be guys that we could see them utilize off our bench and help out our bench unit, because that's what made us champions 3 times in 4 years. We had a solid bench unit as well as a solid starting 5. So that was just a little scenario that I kind of thought of. Maybe, I mean, the Warriors front office, they're one of the best front offices in the entire NBA. You know, they're very smart individuals. So they'll probably think through, you know, what kind of scenarios to go through and how to attack the draft and how to attack what free agents to grab. You know, it's going to be very exciting to see what the Golden State Warriors can do during this offseason to help prepare them for this upcoming season on December 22nd.
Yeah.
And to close out this team, the Golden State Warriors, I would like to ask you, Caleb, where do you believe the Golden State Warriors match up with in the entire NBA? Do you believe they are still championship contenders, or do you believe they'll be a team where they can make the playoffs, but at best, maybe a conference finals or a second round exit?
Conference finals, I think. That's where they are. This year could be a measuring year for them, to see where they're at again. But they can also make it to the finals. I wouldn't be surprised if they made it to the finals and possibly even won, if whoever they draft is like very effective. So, They are a championship contender, no doubt about it. Especially when you have Curry and Klay coming back 100% healthy with the rookie and Dre and Wiggins. They're going to be a team with a vengeance. If they could click and the chemistry and everything's hitting at all cylinders, then, I mean, they definitely can't compete for a championship, no doubt about it. What do you think?
I have to agree with you as well. I believe they are a team that could be for a championship. I mean, I remember I stated I believe the top teams in the Western Conference are going to be the Los Angeles Lakers, Los Angeles Clippers. And you got to mention the Golden State Warriors as kind of that 1-2-3, because we look at Golden State Warriors never really went away. That's why this last season for the Golden State Warriors was a blessing, because you look at they got their superstar talents coming back. And then on top of that, it's not like you got a draft pick. You got the number 2 overall pick to pair up with 3 other all-stars. Like, we're talking about a blessing in disguise. And in most case scenarios, the number 2 overall pick is a franchise player on terrible teams. And the Golden State Warriors could potentially be blessed with a franchise player already with other franchise players like Stephen Klay. So it's one of those where Golden State is definitely going to be a title contending team. I believe it was even mentioned in First Take today, Stephen A. Smith said the Golden State Warriors are still a team to watch out for. And I believe he even mentioned that the Golden State Warriors are the team to dethrone the Lakers. And I think he is right. Mm-hmm. I feel like out of all the teams in the Western Conference that could potentially take down the Lakers, the Golden State Warriors are that team, especially with you got strong shooters coming back. Depending on who they pick in the draft, whether it is a shooter and Anthony Edwards, whether it's LaMelo Ball, or if they decide to go with the main center out of Memphis, James Wiseman. They got a lot of options to choose from. They're going to be a championship contending team. And I wouldn't be surprised if they even made it to the NBA Finals this upcoming season in 2020, 2021, just because they have a team that's ready to compete. And I know a lot of people want to mention, yo, what about the Eastern Conference? What about Milwaukee or Boston or Philadelphia? But Golden State is right there. They're one of they're like a sleeping giant. You know, those injuries and the second overall pick, that's kind of waking up a sleeping giant. And, you know, they're not going away. A lot of people are trying to write off the dynasty saying that's it, but this dynasty is not finished. They got the number 2 overall pick. They've been to 5 NBA Finals in 6 years. They've won 3 titles in 5 years. They are just getting started. And I would not be surprised if the Golden State Warriors add a championship in the next couple of years or even this season. That's just because they got so much talent on that team. And they can build up their bench with the mid-level exception players, because – I'm telling you right now, if there's a veteran that's been in the league, you know, for a long time, you know, 10 plus years, he might look at the Golden State Warriors and say, you know, they're still competing for a championship. Still got a chance to get a ring if I go to Golden State. Why not I join the Golden State Warriors and join a championship culture? So they got a lot of options there.
Yeah, for sure. And I mean, just to close it off, my little brother is a Golden State fan, so he would definitely be happy hearing that the Warriors are going to overtake the Lakers, but that's probably wrong. Also, I think about this too. Golden State wants a chance at Giannis. So with them, for that to happen, they can't trade for a person with a big contract that doesn't expire next year. So with that being said, you can expect them to go with a rookie. Now that I just told y'all that, I kind of came to me late, but whoever is listening, best believe ESPN, Fox Sports News, they wouldn't have said this. Golden State's going with a rookie, not because they want to, but because they have to.
Yeah, dude, could you imagine that? Could you imagine Giannis with Stephen Klay?
Then you get rid of Wiggins and you have
to. Then you get rid of Wiggins. It'd be over. It'd be over in the Western Conference. The only competitive team with that would be our Los Angeles Lakers with King James.
Really, we trade for Kawhi or something.
hey, we can pull a power move and get Kawhi in that 2021 free agency class. So, who knows what happens? You play apples with apples. If the Warriors go and get Giannis, why not Lakers go get Kawhi? Big three versus big three conference finals. That'd be something. But I do believe it would be a dream. It'd be very hard for the Lakers to get that, especially with all the cap space. Not going to be locked in with LeBron and Anthony Davis. But, you know, Golden State, they're definitely going to be a team where you better watch out this season and next offseason in 2021, because they will be mentioned with Giannis Antetokounmpo, like my great co-host Caleb Connor stated. So if it does come to fruition, you know who stated it first, the wise guy, Mr. Caleb Connor.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
And that, my friends, concludes today's stream of What Would You Do? NBA Offseason Edition, Golden State Warriors. Caleb and I, we're signing out.